Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you my favorite songs and an occasional oddball thing, which I call a wombat. And we have one true wombat tonight coming up. And I've got some more lined up for future weeks, some interesting ones. I'm going to start off tonight with a song that I learned about 20 years ago. I don't know the exact date that Bill Staines wrote the song. It's Bill Staines who wrote it, and he's performing it. He was part of the folk music community in New England for the last 20 or 30 years, and he wrote a number of well-known songs, children's songs. He started off his... The beginning of his career was winning the national yodeling contest at the Kerrville Folk Festival somewhere in the 60s, and he performed in Cambridge, Massachusetts for a while. He wrote a song called A Place in the Choir, and those of you who sing a lot with the groups know that all God's children got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher. That's his song. And this is his... Well, I think of it as his best song or his premier song or the song I like best by him. It's called River, and this is obviously a live concert we're playing it from. He talks for a few minutes or a minute or so at the start and then sings the song, and it has a wonderful feel to it of life flowing along and taking you with it. It's a gentle song and very popular, often sung at folk music gatherings. I've probably sung it 50 times. And learned it a couple of times. Great song in my mind, one of my favorites. And I didn't have a copy of it before now, not by Bill Staines. Just got it this week, and I'm going to play it for you now. So here is Bill Staines with River.
We're going to do one more here, and I want to thank you all for coming out here tonight. It's been a great weekend. I just realized it's the last that we're doing this weekend. It's been a super, super time, and... We'll get a record out of this. How you doing there? Music to my ears. I was born in the path of the winter wind, raised where the mountains are old. Their springtime waters came dancing down, and I remember the tales they told. The whistling ways of my younger days too quickly have faded on by, but all of their memories linger on like the light in a fading sky. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling old river, you changing old river. Let you and me, river, run down to the sea. Well, I've been to the city and I've been back again. I've been moved by some things that I've learned. I met a lot of good people and I call them friends. Felt the change when the seasons turned. I heard all the songs that the children sang, and I've listened to love's melodies. I felt my own music within me rise like the wind in the autumn trees. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling old river, you changing old river. Let you and me, river, run down to the sea. Thank you.
Someday when the flowers are blooming still, someday when the grass is still green, my rolling waters will round the bend and flow into the open sea. So here's to the rainbow that's followed me here, here's to the friends that I know, here's to the song that's within me now. I will sing it wherever I go. Help me. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, oh river, you changing, oh river, let you and me, river, run down to the sea. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling old river, you changing old river, let you and me, river.
So that was Bill Stein singing River. And the next song is also called River. It's called The River. It's by Lisa Schneckenberger. I've played a number of songs by her. She's a fiddler and a singer. I've met her. She was at a camp I was at. She was one of the performers. Cute little woman. Small. Probably early 30s. And brilliant. She went to the New England Conservatory of Music and has a degree in contemporary improvisation. I think that's, if I ever went to school for music, that's the degree I'd like to get. This is an instrumental. I don't play many instrumentals, but I like this one enough to play it. I love her fiddle style, and I think it's just a beautiful tune. So this is Lisa Schneckenberger playing The River. Thank you. Well, that's fading out on us. That is The River by Lisa Schneckenberger. 2005, she recorded that. And the next song, oh, by the way, some of these songs, I have a new source of songs this week. I've probably mentioned before that my son, Matthew, has had a radio show once a month in Bangor, Maine, actually in Bar Harbor, and it was called the Saturday Morning Coffee House, and once a month he'd be on from 6 to 10. However, he just changed jobs. He's moving to Williamstown, Massachusetts, and his final show was about a month ago, and I recorded it, and from it I got about 8 or 10 songs that I just loved, and the next one is one of them. It's called Rosa Bella. It's by the Wickford Express, recorded in 1996. They only had one album. They are sea shanty singers. This is a sea shanty. And I like the harmony. I like the rhythm. I like sea shanties. And apparently they used to be a regular performer at the Mystic Seaport. Mystic Seaport has a seaport festival once a year, still does. And very popular. A lot of sea shanties and things. Big crowd. And they were one of the main performers for many years. Apparently they've stopped performing. Anyway, this is the Wickford Express singing a sea shanty called Rosabella. And they have some lovely harmony in here.
One Monday morning in the month of May, one Monday morning in the month of May, I thought I heard the old man say, the Rosabella will sail today. I'm going on board the Rosabella, I'm going on board the Rosabella, I'm going on board right down to board the saucer. Rosabella. She's a deep water ship with a deep water crew. She's a deep water ship with a deep water crew. You can stick to the coast, but we're damned if we do on board the Rosabella. I'm going on board the Rosabella. I'm going on board the Rosabella. I'm going on board right down to board the saucy Rosabella. All around Cape Horn in the month of May, all around Cape Horn in the month of May, it's around Cape Horn is a bloody long way on board the Rosabella. I'm going on board the Rosabella. I'm going on board the Rosabella. I'm going on board right down to board the saucy Rosabella. Them Bowery girls do make me grieve. Them Bowery girls do make me grieve. Well, they spent my money, made me leave on board the Rosabella. I'm going on board the Rosabella. I'm going on board the Rosabella. I'm going on board right down to board the saucy Rosabella. One Monday morning in the month of May, one Monday morning in the month of May, oh, I thought I heard the old man say, the Rosabella will sail today. I'm going on board the Rosabella. Oh, I'm going on board the Rosabella. Oh, I'm going on board right down to board the saucy Rosabella.
That was the Rosabella by the Wickford Express. We're going to another river song now. The first two songs are about river. This is called Watching the River Run by Loggins Messina from 1973. And because it is one of my all-time favorites, I've played it before in the show. I think it's been a year or so. Again, one of those songs that just haunts me. If I ever need to relax, I think this would be and I do sometimes, this would be a good one to listen to relax. It's sort of like watching the grass grow. Well, this one's Watching the River Run by Loggins and Messina.
thinking you're all that you got, then don't feel alone anymore. 'Cause when we're together, then you got love. 'Cause I am the river, and you are the shore. And it goes on.
Run, River, Run. Watching the River Run by Loggins Messina. 1973. We're going on to another gentle song. This is Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn. They're the most successful duo of any genre. They started in 1931. They had, I forget how many, number one country hits. Dunn was from Coleman, Texas. Brooks was from Shreveport, Louisiana. Dunn was kicked out of ministry school for playing music in bars. Sad, sad fate. Our gain, though, because then he became a professional musician. Both were songwriters, and they had a career writing songs, and then somehow another one of their friends that knew both of them put them together and formed this duo, and I've played a number of songs by them. This one is called Neon Moon. And it's the song of a man who's brokenhearted, and he's trying to get over it, but he's not getting there very fast.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns down bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. I think the two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. A sad song seems to say what I think, and it's heard inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only,
that was Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn. Next is a classic 70s song. This is Song of the Soul by Chris Williamson. Like Bill Staines, she's a folk singer, as I know her. Went to many festivals, performs a lot. Never made the really big time, but still quite popular. Made a career out of it, still singing. She's known as a lesbian political activist. She was born in Deadwood, South Dakota, and grew up in Colorado and Wyoming. Had her first album at 16. This particular song is a classic that I've known a number of people, mostly women, not necessarily lesbians, who just found it spoke to them, and it speaks to me. It's called Song of the Soul, and it has some of the spiritual side of life in it. Not necessarily the God side, but the spiritual side. And this is Song of the Soul, sung by Chris Williamson, who wrote it.
Open mine eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
I am not dying, I am dead.
I like that scream of joy at the end, too. I was at a concert where she sang that song, and I think we had a scream of joy at the end, too. So that's not uncommon when Chris Williamson performs. And now we're in for a treat. As you know, this is Wombats in Music, and Harry Baia, your host, bringing you my favorite songs. And one of my all-time favorite singers is Harry Belafonte. I identify with him because we have the same name and the same last initials, HB. And I can remember when he entered the scene. It was in the, mid-50s, 55, 56. And this is one of his first big hits. It was the Banana Boat song. And this is just a great song that he does. And it's going to be followed by a wombat. I won't tell you about the wombat until after Harry Belafonte finishes this song. So get ready for the Banana Boat song from 1958 by Harry Belafonte.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and
is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go home.
So that was Harry Belafonte singing his one of his biggest hits, Day-O, the Banana Boat song. And that song was very popular. Everyone heard it over and over many times on the radio, and just I played it at home a lot. And so it was a very well-known song. And the next song came along shortly after it. It was by Stan Freberg. Stan Freberg is a comedian, an artist, a puppeteer. He was did a lot of parodies, and he did a parody of Banana Boat. And by the way, he was famous for one thing. He refused to take ads for alcohol or tobacco. And it hurt his career. He had a number of opportunities to take over big shows on the radio and television, and he couldn't do it because he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it because he had to take those. He would not take those sponsors. So a man of principle. Anyway, he put together this version of the Banana Boat song, which I was of an age to find this wonderfully. Irresponsible is the closest word. I don't know. Just anyway, he was making fun of the Banana Boat song, and I think he did a fantastic job.
Day-o, day-o, daylight come and me won't go home.
Man, I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like shout. Why stand next to me, man?
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, like. I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah!
It's too loud, man.
Yeah.
That's better.
He's a day, 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 oh, daylight come and me want go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Lift 6 foot, hold 7 foot,
man.
8 foot,
hold it, man.
Punch.
Daylight
too loud, man, too loud.
6 foot, 7 foot,
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it,
foot,
man.
Punch.
My ears, like my ears.
Day.
No, hold it, man.
Day.
It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man. It's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, no, wait a minute. I'd be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off from me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this?
Yeah!
Too loud, man.
Okay. Dale!
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home.
A beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight
come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. Seagulls.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
So that was Stan Freberg's version of Banana Boat. And I got a great kick out of that at the time. Coming up is an interesting song. I like the rhythm. I like the woman's voice. I like everything about the song. Susan Werner is her name. This is recorded in 2007. She's from Manchester, Iowa. She actually has a strong musical education, a B.S. in voice, University of Iowa, a master's in voice from Temple University. She was going to be an opera singer. And then she heard Nancy Griffith singing folk music and country, and she became inspired and became a folk singer. And then did some Tin Pan Alley work, a bunch of different things. This particular album is called The Gospel Truth. It was her seventh album. And the notes say it was released in March of 2007 and addressed themes of religion, faith, social responsibility, as well as religion from an agnostic's point of view. An agnostic being one who doesn't disbelieve in God, but isn't sure, doubts that the nature of God is like that of traditional religions. So this song did trouble me. My Lord did trouble me. It could be interpreted as a traditional religious song, but if you think of it that she's saying when she did bad, when she did something that she felt she shouldn't do, something troubled her. And since she's an agnostic, when she says, my Lord did trouble me, she's admitting that there's a power, something troubled her. And calling it my Lord would satisfy the more faithful religious people. But knowing she's an agnostic, you can sort of get the idea that she's accepting the energy and the force that exists within religion, but not necessarily confirming the nature of the source. That's how I interpret the song. But mainly, it's just a great song.
When I closed my eyes so I would not see, my Lord did trouble me. When I let things stand that should not be, my Lord did trouble me. When I held my head too high, too proud, my Lord did trouble me. When I raised my voice too little, too loud, my Lord did trouble me. Did trouble me with a word or a sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind. Did trouble me, did stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me whole. When I slept too long, slept too deep, some vision into my sleep,
my Lord did trouble me.
When I held myself away and apart,
my Lord did trouble me.
And the tears of my brother didn't move my heart,
my Lord did trouble me.
Did trouble me with a word or a sign, trouble me, it did stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me on the path where I belong.
My Lord will trouble me.
Will trouble me with a word or a sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind. Will trouble me, will stir my soul.
My Lord Did Trouble Me by Susan Werner. I mentioned earlier in the show that my son Matthew had a radio show in Maine for the last, a number of years, long before I had a show. And once a month on Saturday morning, he would host the Saturday Morning Coffee House. It was all folk music. And he moved recently. In fact, he just moved this weekend to Williamstown, Massachusetts. He and his family, he has a new job there and with Williams College. And no longer has a radio show. I think, of course, he'll probably try and get another one. And his last show was about a month ago, had a lot of great songs on it. And that one, Did Trouble Me, was from his show. And an earlier song I played, The River by Bill Staines, was from his show, as was Rosabella. I played a sea shanty. However, I just loved some of the songs. And here comes another one. This one is called Safe Travels. It's by a group called the Yellow Room Gang. So I looked up the Yellow Room Gang. It was hard to find much about them. There are 8 people from Michigan. They're all songwriters. Apparently, they were kind of a songwriters group that used to get together and discovered they liked singing together and made some albums and did some wonderful stuff. And this is one of their songs. It's just a nice song, but also it has a wonderful sentiment, Safe Travels. It's the kind of thing you want to say to people when they're leaving a party or when they're leaving after coming to visit you. And it says it well. So this is my message to all of you who are going on a trip anytime soon. This is my message to you, and it's brought to you via the Yellow Room Gang singing safe travels.
Safe travels, may you have safe travels when you go.
Safe travels,
it's a world of danger, we all know.
We're all together for this time. Where the band's in tune and the words all rhyme. When you think everything's coming your way, it might just be that you're in the wrong lane. Safe travels,
safe travels, may you have safe travels when you go.
Safe travels,
safe travels, it's a world of danger, we all know.
You might be on the right track, you don't care, but you'll get run over if you just sit there. You see the light, is that the tunnel's end? Or is it really an oncoming train? Safe travels,
safe travels, may you have safe travels when you go.
Safe travels,
safe travels, it's a world of danger, we all know.
May we meet again on down the line. May we leave all doubt and dark behind. Just a flash from hello to goodbye. So don't drive faster than your angel flies. Safe travel,
safe travel, safe travel. May you have safe travels when you go.
Safe travel,
safe travel, safe travel. It's a world of danger, we all know.
Safe travel,
safe travel, safe travel. May you have safe travels when you go.
Safe travel,
safe travel, safe travel. It's a world of danger, we all know.
Well, life is turning a little strange. We were listening to Safe Travels, and that's what I have on my CD recording, and I could hear another song kind of sneaking in the background, and then this the song you hear now came in. So, I don't know. I mean, Poltergeist? Careless editing? It seems a little more likely. However, I needed a little serendipity in my show, so this is it. Safe travels, people, and let's hope the next song is a little more on cue. I don't know what happened there. That was Safe Travels fading into a country song and off fading off into another song that I played last week. Well, stuff happens, you know. And call it a wombat if you like. And rather than edit it out of the show, I'm going to leave it in. Now, let's see what happens when I play the next song. The next song is supposed to be the Wildflower Song by Louie Collins. She's from Barre, Vermont, and University of Connecticut. She took up clawhammer banjo in 1999, late in her career. She teaches music together classes. She does a lot of children's songs. And this is just a happy, inspiring song. That is, the song that I intended to be at this place in the show is a happy, inspiring song. But if the last song is any evidence, heaven only knows what we're going to get this time. So get ready, and let's see what comes up.
Too many times I've fallen for a bold, flirtatious smile. My emotions had a way of breaking loose and running wild. Till recently I reined them in behind a casual front. I'm older now and wiser, not so quick to fall in love. Then why did I wake in this morning with a song inside my head? Why the smile upon my lips, the lift in every step? And why when I walked among summer wildflowers of widest range of hue, were all the colors brightened by the memory of you? Love for all its newborn joy may later take its toll, for expectations not quite met but by
That was the Wildflower Song by Louie Collins. L-U-I, she spells her name, Louie Collins. That was also for my son's last show. I think he played a lot of his favorites. He certainly put on some that I found especially entertaining. That one in particular, I just find that an uplifting song by Louie Collins. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baya, and I bring you this show each Monday night at 7, and we play it again Saturdays at 1. And I'm playing during the summer. The shows may vary a little. And I have more fun collecting the songs and listening to them, preparing for the show, and then sitting here listening to them, sort of with you in a sense. I'm recording the show, and I can sort of sense the audience out there and hoping that some of you are getting the same thrill from some of the songs that I do. And I do have one particular fan who sends me email and comments on the songs. And every now and then she just nails a song. She will hit a song that I particularly like, and she'll particularly like it for similar reasons or for different reasons, and I enjoy that. If you'd like to email me, please do. My email address is hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. That's Emory and Henry College, Echo Hotel Charlie, ehc.edu. hbaya at edc, ehc.edu, and I'd love to hear from you. The show comes on, as I said, Monday nights at 7, and I'll be signing off now. And I hope you all have a lot of fun doing what I think we all need to do almost all the time, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye till next week.